Great Contest, 1 Kings 18. 3 years passed without rain, and King Ahab was desperate. Elijah told him to gather the people of Israel and the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. "It is time for you to learn who is the true God of Israel," he said. And he proposed a test. Both he and the prophets of Baal would prepare a bull for sacrifice. Then each would call upon their God to answer with fire. First, many priests of Baal prepared their bull, then called upon their God to send fire. They prayed and prayed and tore their clothes, but nothing happened. "Perhaps Baal hasn't heard you," mocked Elijah. "Try harder." But try as they might, there was no answer or sign. And at last they fell on the ground in exhaustion. Now Elijah went to the broken altar of the Lord and used 12 stones, one for each of the tribes, to build an altar around which he dug a deep trench. He prepared the bull and laid it on the wood. Then got the people to soak the sacrifice and the wood with water until it filled the trench. Then Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I have done these things at your command." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice. The wood, the stones, the soil, even the water. The people fell to their knees. "It's true," they cried. "The Lord is God." Elijah made sure that the prophets of Baal were seized and slain. And by evening, the rain came and the famine ended.